Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, it's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Listen, God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
God.
Yes, He will. Listen.
Hallelujah. Yes. God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Welcome. Welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. And you are the healing community, and so are we. Amen. Hallelujah. And our host, our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we come together in you today, completely unified with you. Your will, your way, your purpose, your plan. Lord God, have your way. Move by your spirit in us, through us, around us, and about us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone who's supposed to be here tonight. Hallelujah, that we're together. But this is a divine healing appointment in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor for all that you have preordained to be done on this day. Hallelujah. That by your stripes we are healed, and by your stripes we were healed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome, Harkies. Are you there?
I am, and Linda will be here in just a little bit. She's helping the baby. She's helping with the baby for just a little bit.
Okay,
the baby's. You know what? We're all friends here. The baby's having some trouble going to the bathroom, and Grandma's getting involved. Okay, you know. It may not be the most spiritual thing, but you know it's the truth, and praise God. So.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Well, we just got right now that everything comes out properly in the name
literally,
of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Literally.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, this is, I know that tonight is an exciting night. Amen. We're expecting God to heal. We're expecting to see and really perceive all of the healing tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody has already pressed their number one key. We thank
wow.
God for that. Man, we're going to get to you in just a little bit here. We're going to start first with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. I'm looking for actually my cousin from California to come on. I'm looking for her line. Whenever she comes on, we're just going to grab her because she has another prayer that she's going to be going to in the next hour. So I'm looking for her right now too. But so far we see you, area code 805, and we'll be opening up the line for you soon. Anyone else, if you would like prayer tonight, press your number one key, go ahead and get in the queue. I think most people know what we do here. Prophetic healing is that God reveals ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast, and what God reveals, he heals.
Now, he's
an awesome God, so if these ailments that we list are not some things that you're going through, it's okay. He'll heal you too.
Amen.
So right now, what we've heard already is bottom of the stomach ailment, knee soreness, stiffness, midsection discomfort, lower side.
Yes.
And I'm also perceiving some kind of pain in the hand.
Okay.
And that could be went all through the fingers in the hand area. That kind of thing. Okay. Amen.
Praise
Say that
God.
Again, Elder.
No, that's praise God. I'm with you. In fact, as you said it, I suddenly had it, you know what I mean, like as a something hit my hand and fingers, like a confirmation, okay? So, yes. Praise God.
Amen. So I'll just tell you so far, we see you, area code 805, we see you 443, and we see you 442. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. We're going to be with you. We start off first with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. We're opening up the line for you now. Welcome.
Yes. This is Pastor Mom. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, ma'am.
I ask for prayer tonight, and I ask you to keep praying for me, because I need you to pray for so much.
Okay, anything in particular, Mom?
No, just keep going.
We've been experiencing some coughing and chest congestion and some wheezing.
Those things, I can't stand those things. I've had a lot of that in my life, and I would be very honored to pray against that for anybody, but especially Pastor Mom. Coughing, wheezing, and chest congestion is what I think I heard. Is that right?
Yes.
Is she having it right now?
No, not that I just been it, but through the night.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Pastor Mom. We're going to pray right now. Everybody, please join in. Most of you have been on the broadcast many, many times. You know that the people that receive prayer, they feel your prayers. They sense your prayers. You're joining in with this makes a huge difference. So we're just going to ask that right up front as we kick this off. And we thank God because Pastor Mom's always a very good receiver. She's very receptive to the Holy Spirit. I lay hands on myself in the name of Jesus as a point of contact, as a point to release the Holy Ghost. I come against any and every form of cough. I come against every particle of chest congestion. And I come against all wheezing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I loose the power of the Holy Spirit, not only out of our mouths, out of our words, but also out of our hands. I destroy in the name of Jesus all wheezing, all coughing, and all chest congestion, especially in the name of Jesus. Get off! Get out! Release this servant of the Most High God. Go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're touching Pastor Mom right now. He's an eager recipient of you and your workings. And I thank you, and we by faith call it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord Father. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
So, Mom, just real quick, Mom, just take a cough. Yeah, I was going to say take a deep breath, but cough.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Amen. Well, we just thank God right now, and we believe by faith that it is done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And I want to say that, Elder, since we prayed for Pastor Mom last month, I guess it's been 2 months now, she used to have the pain in her arm was so intense that we put two different kinds of pain medicine on her and a heating pad. We've not had to do that in well over a month now.
Jesus is so wonderful. Well, praise God. That's just,
we thank God for the healing.
Yes, yes, Lord. Such an eager recipient. Very, very actively receives. Very eager. She's a very good role model as far as receiving from the Holy Ghost. Very good role model. It's a privilege to be able to pray with you, Pastor Mom, and we count it as an honor.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Well,
now,
I feel a really strong anointing. Does Pastor Catherine need prayer for anything? Because I feel like a really strong anointing just came on it.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to just say thank you all so much for the prayers last month for my breast. And I think the month before then, you all prayed for my adrenal gland. And so
yes, I did
have the test on the both, and all is well. They detected a little something that's releasing from my adrenal gland, but I don't have all the facts with that until I go back in December, but all is well with that also. But I too need prayer tonight for the cough also.
Okay.
I'm not coughing now, but every now and then that the symptoms, like it's want to try to come back, and I might cough a couple of times during the day.
Okay.
And that's the prayer that I need. And then I also want prayer for two other people.
Alrighty.
Should I wait?
Let's pray over you and then tell me what the others are. Okay, yeah, we'll get it. We'll get them all. Get them all. Okay, Heavenly Father, I thank you that there was an anointing coming on me, and so now we know it's for Pastor Catherine. So I loose this anointing specifically now. It's out of my hands. Okay, there we go. I'm just touching Pastor Catherine like we're laying hands on her. Make an emotion like we're laying hands on her. I loose this anointing out of our hands into her chest against
any kind of coughing symptoms whatsoever and the cause thereof, and any other thing that she may need of that she hasn't even expressed. I loose, yeah, there's a really strong anointing. So something's going on. Either it's the cough or some other condition that you haven't said and maybe don't need to say, but there's a very powerful anointing going into you. So whatever it is, he knows. I don't even need to know. Holy Spirit, I loose this power into Pastor Catherine for whatever she needs, coughing and anything else. I let this anointing soak into her powerfully and strongly. You know what you're doing, sir. You know what your business is. I'm letting you do. I'm just cooperating with you, or trying to anyway. I want to get out of the way and let you do your thing. I loose this the powerful anointing out of our hands in Jesus' name, right into Pastor Catherine. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet in the name of Jesus, any kind of condition that she needs, any kind of sickness that's been unspoken, or any other kind of thing that she may not even know about yet, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every sickness from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I speak strength over her body in the name of Jesus. I remove all weakness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I loose this anointing out of our hands powerfully. Jesus' mighty name, and I thank you, Father, that the heat of God is coming upon her strong. There's heat coming all over her in Jesus' name. And I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Well, now that was something.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Yeah.
And if there was something else that you hadn't said, fine. You don't need to say it. He already knew. And there you go. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I've been having some problems with my throat, trying to take vitamins. Yes. Sometimes look like my throat, when I take the vitamins, something goes on with my throat. But I thank you so much for that prayer. Thank you so much.
Well, praise God. He knows what he's doing. And we're just
Amen.
Trying to cooperate.
Amen.
Okay. You have others, okay?
Yes, I have a friend of mine. Her daughter, this is her first pregnancy. And last night she was kind of doing a little bleeding with a few clots coming out. So okay. I just want to just pray. I didn't even ask what went on today, but I'm
okay.
just believing. Yeah, I'm believing God that the baby shall live and not die, in the name of Jesus. Then I also have my cousin who had some blockage in his stomach, and also he's waiting to go home from the hospital, but he said that his blood pressure is still high. And they won't let him go home.
Okay. Does he still have the blockage in the stomach, or did they get rid of it?
He said they corrected that, and he said he thinks that's okay. He believes that's okay, but right now he's praying that his blood pressure goes down.
Okay. Okay. Hold on just a second now. Somebody was trying to call in, and I just let them know I cannot talk right now. Okay. Heavenly Father, for this little baby, in the name of Jesus, we're going to put all of our faith and agree with Pastor Catherine that this baby will live and not die. That those were her exact words, that the baby will live and not die. So in Jesus' name, we have the precious promise, Matthew 18 and 19, whatever two. In this case, it's even more. Agree on, you will do is if we agree when we touch and ask. So, Father, we agree in Jesus' name. We agree. This baby will live and not die. We claim your word on Matthew 18:19, and we're thanking you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Now, regarding, was it a cousin or a nephew? I forgot. Please remind me.
A cousin.
Yes.
Now, for this cousin, in Jesus' name, Lord, we've seen high blood pressure. We had a whole batch of high blood pressure things be healed several months ago, back some time ago. So in Jesus' name, I stretch my hand toward that hospital room, no matter where he is or she. In Jesus' name, I point my left hand, this time it's my left hand, toward that hospital room. There you go, That's it, right there. I speak to that high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. You are to go back to your normal levels. I loose this anointing out of our hands, and specifically my left hand, and I thank you, Lord, that you are well able to touch people in the hospital room. In Jesus' mighty, there's still power flowing, and I'm just letting it go. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I command whatever has caused this high blood pressure, you begin to reverse now in Jesus' name. You ease on down in Jesus' name, and you become normal in as your normal levels. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Okay, there we go. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay.
Amen.
And thank you so much for calling in and for the testimonies. What a very uplifting. Little Linda just came in.
Praise God. I was just going to let it say, tell Minister Linda I miss her. All right.
I miss you. I need to call you about something tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
So if that's okay, I need to call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Glory to God. Big report that she sealed. So that's good.
Yeah, we're going to be in town, and I want to see you.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, Minister Linda. Hallelujah. My cousin Nikki is on the line. I'm about to open a line for her. We want to, get her in pretty quick here. She's going to we're having a family prayer in the next 35 minutes or so. And so we want to pray for her as she gets ready to go on with the family. Welcome, Nikki.
Okay. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm glad she could call in. Can you give us a synopsis of what we're going to pray for you for today?
Yes, but I want to go back when Catherine said that he was praying for my father about the high blood pressure. My father is home. They sent him home.
Praise.
His blood pressure, his blood pressure came down.
What?
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, that's great.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yeah, his blood pressure came down, and they sent him home, and he's on fluids for 3 days.
Okay.
Wow, hallelujah.
All right.
Yeah,
amen.
That's
for
God.
Yes, wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, as far as me, I'm fighting breast cancer, so I go into have a mastectomy tomorrow on my left breast, and if they see anything in my lymph nodes, they're going to take them out too. So I'm having surgery tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. We can pray about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And we will right now.
Yeah.
We will right now.
Yeah.
We will right now. Okay. Heavenly Father, we all of us come to you in unity, together, in oneness, on behalf of Mickey.
Yes, Jesus.
She's going to have this surgery tomorrow, so
yes,
I'm going to ask in Jesus' name.
Yes.
For this to be the ultimate successful surgery.
Yes.
I'm asking by the power of your spirit that there be no complications,
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
No troubles whatsoever,
Jesus.
That everything that needs to be done will be done, and that nothing that doesn't need to be done, will not be done.
Yes.
Okay. That only that which needs to be done will be done, and that will be done, and it will be very successful in the name of Jesus. We're asking that if there's any other traces of any kind of cancer stuff, that they would successfully find it and yank it out in Jesus' name. And I am specifically asking for a supernatural recovery from any and all procedures tomorrow, that it would be shocking to family and shocking to the doctor at how well it went. I'm asking you to use this entire event as a testimony for Jesus, as a testimony on behalf of Jesus, that you, Father, would get the glory, that Jesus would get the glory. So we're asking for a supernatural recovery in Jesus' name, and get her back out working for God faster than ever supposed in Jesus' name. And let her do more for God than she ever could have done before she had the procedures. In the name of Jesus, we ask this, and we believe you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you so much. And I want to say this. I know everything is prepped for surgery for tomorrow. I just want to say this. I'm just going to step out and just say it by faith. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're also looking for you to heal her. In the name of Jesus, we know that nothing is impossible for you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the doctors will look at it tomorrow and see something different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just even with their natural eyes, or even just feeling around and see that there has been a change. And so we thank you, Lord God, that your blood goes into Nikki's body right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. You arise over her with healing in your wings and bring forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Now we trust you, Lord God. Any way you do it, we're satisfied with it. But we still want to ask for it. Hallelujah. We still want to ask for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. And we speak to this cancer and we say, you get out of her and you never return in the name of Jesus. She's already been through cancer before and it left and then tried to come back again. And we say this time, seal her. In the name of Jesus, seal her with the blood of Jesus, that this will not come back again. It cannot come back in any other part of her body. In the name of Jesus, complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. So many ways Nikki should have been gone. Nikki should have been dead a long time ago, but you kept her here, Lord God, and you kept her here for a reason, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God, that Nikki has a full life the way that you preordained for her to have. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
One other thing, we'll just, see how this goes. It seemed to me like when I was praying for you that just for a brief second, I saw a picture of a woman in a brown sweater. Do you wear brown sweaters?
No.
Okay. Then that's not it. Okay, fine. Praise God.
Okay. No.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Nikki loves bright colors.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a brown pullover sweater. So.
Well, black is actually my favorite color. I wear a lot of black.
Oh, black.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, praise God. All right. Hallelujah.
Okay.
All right. Go for the gun.
Okay, we'll keep in touch with you, Nikki, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, honey. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, too. Bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Glory.
All right. Amen. Amen. Okay. Can't have too much prayer. Amen. Amen. So the family's going to be praying in about a half an hour with her. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, probably going to drop off and go in with the family prayer. Okay, let's go on. We have people who have pressed their number one key. Let's just say this one more time here, or right now anyway. The ailments that have been called out tonight are the bottom of the stomach, ailment in the bottom of the stomach, knee soreness, stiffness, midsection discomfort, something going on with the lower side, and pain in the hands or fingers, somewhere around the hands, pain. Amen. And so, you know, what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And then you can, as we are praying for other people, check yourself. You may get healed while we're praying for somebody else. That does happen on this. Amen. So we have you, area code 805, and we're going to pray for you. Thank you. Keep pressing your number one key and getting in the queue, and we will get to you. Praise God. Amen. Okay, area code 805. Welcome. Hello? Area code 805, your line is open. Are you on mute? Code 805.
Hello. Praise God.
Okay. Are you, you've been waiting for a long time. Are you on mute?
Hello?
Check your phone.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
That's you, buddy.
Hi.
Hi, tell us your name.
Sorry about that. I had an important call.
That's okay.
My name's Dawn. I'm in California.
Your name is?
Donna.
Dawn? Oh, Donna.
Donna.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Donna from California. First of all, welcome, and tell us how you heard about us.
Saw you on Blog Talk, and I thought, oh, wonderful. I could use some prayers.
All right.
Praise
you. That's awesome, yeah.
I have a couple things. Amen. One is I'm having too much vertigo. I have it in my left ear, so that comes and goes, and that's devastating. Oh. And then my money situation's not good. And then also I'd like to meet a companion. I'm 68, and I'm just by myself all the time, and I did have – there was a man that was in my life, but he passed about 11 years ago, and I haven't really found that companion. You know, I help out different elderly people. You know, I volunteer, and my neighbor, I help him out grocery shopping, doing his laundry, things like that. So that's a little bit of companionship, but paid or anything. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful thing.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Well, we're really glad you called in tonight. We're going to have a good time praying with you.
Yeah.
Are you having any symptoms? You said it's the left ear. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, it's called vertigo. You have a lot of dizziness and vomiting, and I had it a month ago, and then it came back 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, you can't even get out of bed. You can't even lift your head. You're so dizzy. And then, you know, you have to crawl to the bathroom. It's pretty bad.
Oh,
it's something to do with the crystals in the ear.
Okay. Are you having any symptoms currently, or is it something that just comes?
No, I just want it to stay like this. Yeah, I'm not having any. I haven't had any for like 5 days.
Well, we'll just help you keep it away. That's good. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Let's all pray. Thank you, Lord. Just so that you know, there's people from all around the country, and they, even though, you know, sometimes one of us live will kind of lead the prayer, actually people from around the country will join in and be praying for you right at the same time. So it's really
wow.
A blessing, you know.
That
you'll hear my
blessing.
Voice, but in the background,
thank you, everyone.
Yeah, there's probably 50 people out there, you know, joining in prayer, you know. Praise God.
Lovely.
I lay hands on my wife in Jesus' name as a
It's just a point of contact in the name of Jesus. Father, I do this as a symbol, as if I were laying hands on Donna. I thank you very much that she's not having any symptoms right now. But I continuously come against every form of vertigo and every symptom in the name of Jesus. And I say, by the power of the name of Jesus, you not only are you gone and staying away now, but you stay away in the future. In Jesus' name, we take authority over you. We demand in the name of Jesus that you stay away. We rebuke this vertigo down to the core, down to the existence, the very core, cause of it in Jesus' name. And we curse you down to the cause, and we command in Jesus' name that you leave this woman and don't come back. We rebuke you by the power and authority of Jesus' name. Be gone. Stay gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to pray over Donna's money problems and so forth. The first thing I'm going to ask you to do is give her supernatural wisdom and understanding in handling her finances so that there's nothing falling through the cracks or no opportunity for the devil to take from her because he shouldn't be taken from her. The second thing I'm asking, Lord, is that you pour out blessings on her as she gives back into the community, as she volunteers her time and her service as she said that she does and so forth. I'm asking that you bless her, even financially. Bring blessings to her. Bring things on sale to her. Bring unexpected monies to her. Any way you want to do it, I speak blessing over her. I speak debt reduction over her. We speak blessing over her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We just pronounce a blessing upon her. We pronounce increase financially upon her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Apostle Kizzy, you want to lead the prayer about companionship stuff?
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. Good.
Well,
good. Thank you.
The first relationship I want to ask you about is how's your relationship with Jesus?
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. I asked the Holy
Very
Spirit.
Good.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I asked the Holy Spirit every morning after I meditate in the silence where I commune with Jesus, then I asked the Holy Spirit to guide me.
Amen. Amen. So you are born again?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. So that's the first relationship. You know, we were just on a call or a service, and what we were talking about, and this was within the past hour, what we were talking about was being the bride of Christ,
mm-hmm.
where, yeah, the Lord is our husband. Amen. We have a holy husband. We have a constant
yeah.
companion, hallelujah, who's always with us, you know, and it's
uh-huh.
an intimate relationship with him, praise God. And we, you know, even the Lord said to Adam, it wasn't good for him to be alone, right? So, I mean,
yeah,
he still is, you know, human relationship, and at the same time, he still wants to be an intimate relationship with us as well, and that helps a lot when we're waiting on a husband to realize that we're a good thing. You know, the Bible says that a man who finds a good thing a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. Amen. And it sounds like you're a good thing, Donna.
Uh-huh.
Go around helping people. You're not getting any money for it. You're doing laundry and all of that.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So we will pray with you. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just join our faith together with Sister Donna. And she has a desire for a companion. So, Lord God, and that her relationship with you is good. First of all, we say, Lord, draw her even closer to you. Let her know more about you. Hallelujah. Open up the eyes of her understanding so that she recognizes and realizes and just even dives into your very presence in the name of Jesus, that your presence is so tangible upon her, Lord God. Hallelujah. That she can even be in your presence and perceive your presence moving and ebbing and flowing, your very your anointing that abides on the inside of her. Hallelujah. Let her perceive your very presence. And she says she looks to the Holy Ghost for guidance. Lord God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit, your very anointing, fills her to overflowing right now in the name of Jesus, that she knows that she knows that she knows that she is never alone. Hallelujah. You'll never leave her. You'll never forsake her. You'll never fail her. And you love her with an everlasting love in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, as she's loving on you, then that companion, that husband that you're sending for her will recognize her by the light that's all around her. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because he'll see your light around her, he'll be the one, hallelujah, that she won't have to go through through any bozos. She'll only get Boaz in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I heard in the spirit. Come on now. Amen. Amen. You'll only get the Boaz, no bozos. And so, Father, we give you and we give you glory, Lord God. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is her strength. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Minister Linda, I know we have several people working online, but Mr. Linda, you guys are kind of sort of newlyweds. What, three years, right?
Yes, it was 3 years on August 12th, yes.
Okay, so you went through a time of wanting a companion. Amen.
Yes, I did.
So,
and it was actually when I got to that point that I didn't care anymore. And I said, Jesus, you're enough. And I don't care if you're the only husband I ever have, because I had had somebody who was interested in me that to the world standards would have been great, but not to Jesus standards. And I said, Jesus, I will never be unequally yoked. I promise you that. And I had decided that God was enough for me and that if he had someone for me. And for some reason, it was put on my heart. I was talking to one of my best friends, and I said, for some reason, I'm feeling in the spirit that I'm not supposed to go off of this Christian dating site, but, you know, not be entranced with it, but look at it once a month, and maybe I'll have somebody to have a cup of coffee with. And there was my husband waving at me, asking me why I hadn't responded while I hadn't been on.
Right.
So,
but, you know, when you get to that point,
if you to do that in that way, then that's the way that you go. If he does not, please don't. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But once you get,
Donna.
Get,
Sister Dobbs,
once you get healthy
enough,
that Jesus is enough for you. That's where you get the strength that God can bless you.
Amen. Okay. Amen. So thank you, Sister Donna, for coming on today. We have a family of broadcasts, and so we're here Sunday service at 11 a.m., this same phone number, it's Central Time, 11 a.m. Central. On Monday we have Bible teaching, and that's 12 noon Central. Tuesday we have praying in tongues. You say you pray in tongues. We have praying in tongues Tuesday with interpretation. Uh-huh. That's 2 p.m. Central on Tuesday. Wednesday, this is our healing service, 8 p.m., second Wednesday of the month. And every Thursday, 9 p.m., we have special things that the Lord is doing. And this month, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, tomorrow night, we're having, thank you, Jesus, we are having spiritual warfare boot camp. Amen.
Oh,
so, yeah, that is awesome. And so that was my short way of saying what we do on our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So please come back and see us sometime, okay? Amen. You can Google Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio, and you can find out more about us as well.
Okay.
Or what you can do, since she came on through Blog Talk, you can I think you can like us on it, something like that, and you'll get an email every time we have a broadcast.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. Wonderful.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, you have a blessed night. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to area code 443 next. Press your number one key if you like prayer for anything. I'm just going to go through our list very quickly. Ailment in the bottom of the stomach, knee soreness, stiffness, midsection discomfort, lower side, pain in the hands, and in the finger areas. Okay, area code 443, we're opening up your line now.
Glory.
Well, welcome, area code 443.
Hi, this is Shenandoah. I called in last month.
Hi, Shenandoah. I remember you.
I remember you.
Glory to God.
I have to laugh because I've literally never heard anyone call any husband Boaz, and I always call my husband Boaz, like, because he was my Boaz. It's just funny you said that, and I like the Boaz. So, thank you for taking my call. I was calling in for a praise report, but you said all those ailments, and I have every single one of them, and I was not expecting that.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
So I didn't know if, like, they were spread out for other people, but I have every single one, which is really weird because the hand thing came on about a week ago.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know.
Praise you, Jesus.
Well, do you want to start with the praise report, and then we'll go down and hit all the current things you need, or?
Sure. So when I called last month, just a lot of spiritual warfare with our oldest daughter, and we've been praying over her and anointing her, and I painted scripture all over, like, I don't know, like 10 scriptures on her in her room, and she can't read. Because she's intellectually disabled, but I always tell her that that's the living word. So that's Jesus. He's alive, and that's his word. So she can, like, go to it and touch it and, you know, look at it if she's feeling a certain way. But she's been so much better. So thank you for your prayers. And it's been great. She's been back in school. This is her second week, and we can feel the spiritual warfare coming back on because of people she's around at school. So I actually need prayer for something that I don't like speaking out loud. I know it sounds weird because I know the Lord's going to answer me. That's why I'm scared to speak it out loud. But I know he knows my heart. But he's put on my heart a couple months ago, before she was even healed, before the Lord healed her, to homeschool her, which would have been horrific before she was healed. And then he healed her. But I just, if the Lord could just, I've been asking him to please reveal when to do this, because I homeschool our other daughter, and that would really put a kink. So it's kind of a big deal in our life, because I homeschool our other daughter and I work, and they're both special needs. So if I could get prayer for homeschooling her, for the Lord to give me a specific date and time. But otherwise,
we can do that.
We're just fighting the whole school thing with prayer and just anointing her with oil and praying over her. So that was my praise. Mm-hmm. I did not know I was calling for healing either.
Okay. So now tell us about the other part, too. We're going to pray over, you homeschooling Jasmine and for direction on that. But tell us what's going on with your stomach, your knee, your midsection, your lower side, and your hand.
I always, for my whole life, have had bad knees. It's kind of genetic. My dad did, too. He got honorably discharged from the military during Vietnam because his knees were so bad. That's kind of given you a way to see how bad knees run are in my family. But so I have bad knees, but it's just been acting up the last couple weeks and giving out on me. I've had really bad GI issues for the last 5 years, and the doctors have no idea what it is. And so I do get a lot of stomach pain and then lower pain, and then it's like upper middle abdomen, like right I guess where your diaphragm would be, like at the bottom of your esophagus. And I get actual, like, where your stomach pain, your stomach's on your left side. I get actual pain in my stomach stack, too. So anyway, I don't know. There was something else?
Midsection and the pain in the hand or fingers?
So I do have carpal tunnel, and it flares up occasionally, and so I'm used to that. But this is not, it's weird. It's in my wrist and then shoots down to my fingers. And it's not the same thing that I've had for years. So I don't know if it's related or not, but it's different. Different than.
Okay.
And it has been. So, yeah, I just, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, out of all of these ailments, is there anything that's hurting right now?
Not right this second, but I'm in bed kind of relaxing. So, not right now.
Okay.
My knee was hurting really bad today. I also have back issues, which shoot down my left side to my sciatica. But I'm very active too, so that probably didn't help. I always have like a normal like stomach discomfort just because something's not right in there.
Okay.
But I have a very high, very, very high tolerance for pain also. So I mean, to me, a discomfort could be pain to someone else. Like, I don't know. The doctors even tell me that.
Yeah.
They always say, you have such a high tolerance.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just kind of it.
Okay, so your knees were hurting earlier today.
Yes.
But
my right knee,
okay,
specifically.
Your right knee. And on a scale of 0 being no pain and 10 being excruciating pain, What were you going through today?
Oh, my right knee? Oh, it was a 10. It was so sharp, and like my knee gave out, and my youngest daughter was like, "Are you okay, Mommy?" So, yeah, because I don't usually, like I said, I have high tolerance for pain, so for me to say, "Ah," and like, you know, jolt, and my knee buckled a little bit.
And so you're relaxing now, so you're not feeling any pain at all?
No.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
I take Advil and Tylenol a couple times a day to manage things, too.
Okay. Okay. And I'm thinking, Elder and Minister Harkey, that may be a good place to start, but I'll let you guys be led. Still here. Let me see. Let me check them out and see where they are. Are you here, Elder? Oh, there you go.
On?
Okay. Must have went
okay,
off.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
I somehow dropped the call, and I don't know how. I was just, but I did hear Shenandoah explaining some of the things that she, probably most, almost all of the things that she's been going through. And I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
I think the knee would be a good place to start, and we'll just
mm-hmm.
travel around from there. Okay.
Okay.
And Lord,
we'll
I just
remember
to you.
Homeschool. And
yes.
Minister Linda has done homeschool, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna pray about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, Father, we're so glad that we can pray with Shenandoah. We're thankful for the praise reports, and we are going to pray about all of the homeschooling. But first, here some of these physical ailments. The knee that's – which – remind me, if you would, which knee, left or right? I'm sorry?
Yes, the right knee.
The left knee. All right, it's the right knee. Okay, Heavenly Father, whatever is going with the right knee, and Father, there was knee things that were revealed ahead of time, before the broadcast even started. So I know you're wanting to touch this situation. I mean, like the here and now. For what you reveal, you heal. So in the name of Jesus, I lay hands on my own right knee, just as a point of faith and a point of contact. And I speak to this knee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Knee problems? The Holy Ghost has revealed you before the broadcast.
Yes.
I order you by the power of the Holy Spirit and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Get out. You've been exposed by the Holy Ghost. Leave. The anointing of God coming upon us drives you out in Jesus' name. I rebuke you by the power of the name of Jesus. Now get out. Stay out. Every bit of pain, go. Don't return anymore in Jesus' name. We loose the healing power, anointing of God to come upon Shenandoah's knee in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Now, I know you said you weren't in any pain. We don't want you to. Can you test yourself out, or is there just, there is no pain? You can't tell, you can't tell anything right now because of that.
Can't really tell anything. Let me see something real quick.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing.
Yeah, I can't really see anything. Feels good right now.
Okay.
It's the stairs that really get me too. Going up and down the stairs. So.
Okay.
I don't think I'm gonna.
If there's stairs real nearby, go up and down. If it's a big deal, don't do that. Okay, you know. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, you said there was something you said your stomach, there's something wrong in the stomach area, and there's also pain that shoots down your side?
So I have lower intestinal issues and upper, and like a hernia, like at the bottom of your esophagus, like where your diaphragm is. And that hurts all the time. It's just like a discomfort because I'm used to living with it, but like I didn't sleep all night last night because of it.
We're going to pray over that right now. Oh, hallelujah. You see, this is so wonderful. I never get tired of being amazed by the Holy Spirit when he reveals these kind of things. He revealed some to Apostle Kizzy. He revealed another part of it to me. And it's like, wow, the fact that you would – and when he reveals these things, it's not just like, hey, look what I found. I mean, you know, he actually reveals it to us and shares a little bit of it with us. He's basically saying, look what I'm going to do, you know. Pay attention. Look what I'm going to do. And that's why I get so excited. Mm-hmm. I can feel the power of God coming on us right now. I bet my wife can, too. I bet Apostle Kizzy can. There's just a lot of power coming on us. Okay. Now, I am laying my hands. I'm making a motion with my hands as if you were standing in front of me for your upper and lower, you know, stomach areas for both of those things. My wife is stretching her hands toward you, and we're going to ask everyone else to join. Okay, here. Oh, there it goes, right there. But this time, there's power coming out of our hands. I lay hands on Shenandoah's upper and lower stomach. There it goes, right there. The power of God is going right in. We loose this Holy Spirit coming out of our hands in Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I command not only the pain to go away, but I order in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit who revealed these things ahead of time, that these conditions start to recede and dissipate. There is so much power going into you, it's unbelievable. It is believable, but I mean, it's just amazing. The anointing has ratcheted up so strongly. I'm telling you that you're grabbing onto it and you're just taking it in. There is so much power going into you right now. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's still going. It's very strong. Lord, we loose this anointing out of our hands in Jesus' name. We thank you that you are literally curing and healing these upper and lower stomach things. Medically, whatever they are, Lord, you know what they are. In Jesus' name, you're literally healing them right now. I loose this anointing into upper and lower stomach. All abdomen, all midsection, you were exposed by the Holy Ghost before the broad... Oh God, there's another wave right there. Glory to God, you're getting it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's so much strong Holy Ghost power flowing into you right now. This is a lot. Thank you, Lord. This is a lot. Thank you, Holy Spirit, sir. Oh, amen. 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 So take a moment and then kind of... Let us know what's happening on your end, if anything, okay?
Okay. One second. There's a couple things I know what to do to make me know if I'm having an issue or not. Sorry.
Sure.
Oh, wow, it was weird. I have trouble taking deep breaths because of the pressure. I have a lot of pressure from whatever's happening, and I just took a deep breath, and then my stomach, like, growled and made a sound. I don't know. That's really weird. So I don't know. That's not normal. That's so weird. I literally just called to give you guys a praise report. I did not expect the Lord to reveal this stuff. My breathing is actually better because what happens at my upper abdomen, it's that discomfort, and it pushes on everything.
Right.
And maybe inflammation.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, is there any other way that you can test yourself out or not?
Not really.
Okay.
It kind of comes whenever it wants. Like, all day, mm-hmm. all night, mostly in the middle of the night a lot.
But your breathing better is a good indicator.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't get very deep breaths because I guess, like I said, probably it's inflamed.
Well, take it over. Take one more. Take one more, then we'll go and we'll pray for some other stuff.
Okay.
Praise God.
Yep. Yep, I got some air in and I got air out because I have issues with getting air out also.
Okay,
like in a burping, I know that's, sorry, I don't mean any TMI, but I've been dealing with this for 5 mm-hmm. years and it's hard. Like I just burp
thank
all
you.
The time and it's so much pressure and I really actually feel really good right now.
Hallelujah! That's amazing. All right.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you. And we're expecting, I mean, you've obviously begun an amazing thing here. We're expecting a full-on,
yes,
total healing in both upper and lower and whatever it was in the abdomen section, the stomach. We thank you, Lord God. There was so much power that went into her. Now, tell me, remind me, what's the pain on the side? Where's that, and when does that come?
So I don't know if what it's referring to, because I have pain from my actual stomach with all my GI issues, but then I also have a pain that runs down my left leg because
okay.
I have back issues. So
are you having that right now?
Let's see. I'm kind of... No, it's just normal discomfort. Like I said, I'm in bed, but when I'm moving all day, you know, with the kids and cleaning and work,
right.
and bending, it flares up. Let me see.
Okay. And it starts at the top of your left leg or somewhere else?
Yeah, like from my lower, it's like your top of your left butt cheek, and it goes down the back of your leg into your
right.
knee. Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to put, when we pray, I'm going to put my hands where you just described on myself. I want you to put your hands, you know, where you described, starts and where it ends, on yourself,
mm-hmm.
okay? On the right leg, okay?
Okay, that's the left leg, just so you know.
Left leg, okay. That's fine. I want to make sure I'm touching the correct leg. That's good. Praise God. All right, here we go. Here we go. Everybody who's on the broadcast, join us. Join us in. Join in with us. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lay hands, hip all the way down to the knee area. The back buttocks or whatever, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the authority and the power of that name, there it goes. There's power going into you right now. You are a recipient tonight. I mean, there it goes.
Thank you, Lord.
There it goes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I glory to God. I loose this power into this.
Thank you,
I'm going to say hip down to the knee. Holy Spirit, you know where it needs to go. I loose. There it goes right there. Glory to Jesus. I loose this anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every pain and I rebuke the origin and the cause of it. And I order you by the power of the name of Jesus, get off. Get out. Done here. I speak to you, body, and I command you to start healing and recuperating and mending right now. And I loose this anointing to not only remove pain, to relieve pain, but to heal, to really heal whatever condition that there is. I loose this power out of our hands in Jesus' name. I thank you, Holy Spirit, sir. I don't take it for granted. I thank you that literally you are touching and moving and flowing through and in Shenandoah's body right now. And I thank you. Now, if there's a way you can test yourself, do it. If not, okay, that's fine. But I just want you to see for yourself what the Lord is doing. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for this healing.
Amen. Well, I just did a couple little bends and my back didn't hurt where, and then it shoots down my leg. So that was good.
Yeah, that's good. That was good.
Hallelujah.
That's cute.
Thank you, Lord. Oh my goodness.
Glory to God. Now, what about the hand?
It's a slight, just a little pain in the wrist down into my thumb. And then in the daytime, it goes to my fingertips.
In the daytime at what now?
It shoots down into my fingers. And I mentioned before, I think I have carpal tunnel, but this feels way worse. And maybe it's just carpal tunnel that's worse. I don't know. Like through the years.
Say what we're going to do. Whether it's a carpal tunnel or if the enemy is trying to stick arthritis on you, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because we're going to grab a hold of your hand, and we're going to take a hold of your hand, and we're just going to shake all that stuff right out of it. I'll tell you that right now. There's so much Holy Ghost in this room. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And it's in which hand is it, please?
Right.
The right hand. All right, here we go. Here we go. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether you are carpal tunnel, whether you are an arthritis wannabe, or whatever you are, I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke you. This is our night to run you off. You have been exposed. The Holy Ghost revealed it to Apostle Kizzy tonight, and then ricocheted it off of me and revealed it to me too. A double revealing. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and under the authority of the Holy Spirit who revealed this and exposed this before the broadcast. I order every pain off of this woman's hand. If you're there now, get off. And if you're there just sometimes, don't come back. In the name of Jesus and by the Holy Ghost, I order this, because what the Lord God reveals, he heals. In Jesus' name, I speak to this hand. You be free from pain in Jesus' name. You have free motion, free movement, and freedom from pain. There you got it. She's got it. If your hand was hurting, I'll bet it's not hurting now.
It's not hurting. It feels very... It sounds weird, but like when you were praying over my leg, I felt like my leg felt lighter, and now I felt like my hand feels lighter. I know that sounds like probably weird, but I don't know what that
No,
is.
No, you're very receptive to the Holy Spirit, and you are, maybe you are all the time, but I can tell you for sure tonight you are. You're very receptive,
well,
and you're just taking it. You know, you're just receiving from them.
Praise the Lord, and I'm saying this very humbly because I actually am very receptive to the Holy Spirit. My husband tells me, and I'm very in tune. And a lot of people always ask me how I hear the Lord. Like they don't understand how I hear the Lord. So I'm just confirming what you said.
Thank
you, Lord.
I think it's wonderful. Now, I'm going to have Apostle Kizzy, if you have anything special over the education, I have you, or otherwise I'm going to have little Linda minister, because to do this in the Lord's timing and in the exact way that he wants it done, you know, and it's part of the spiritual warfare going on that the Lord is having mom do on behalf of the family. So it's real important. So I'm going to, you know, Apostle, if you have something, fine. Otherwise, I'm going to have little Linda, you know, pray over this, because we want this to be done in God's timing and God's ways, you know, with no stress.
Yeah.
Thank you. Minister Linda.
Yes, I'm here. First,
Amen.
I wanted to ask Shenandoah about the schooling. What age is your daughter at mentally, or as far as, you know, that you would be teaching?
Between 3 and 5 years old, but she can't even really do preschool stuff. She doesn't know her whole alphabet or her numbers. She can't retain information like that.
I would say that this could be
less than preschool.
The reason I was asking is that when my children were young, homeschooling could be very rewarding. My oldest son, the teachers could not teach him to read, but I taught him to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my oldest daughter that doing first grade part of the year with homeschooling went wonderful. So I can see where the Lord would be leading you in this. My oldest daughter was led to put her one son, my one grandchild, in a Christian school. And also that Christian school has her homeschool part of the week. If you're feeling that God is telling you to do this, this is definitely something you know that you can do. I mean, I knew that it was too hard for me without a tutor when they got older. I needed more help. I haven't been to college myself. But the age that you're talking about teaching, unless there's, you know, different, there could be programs where if you need a little help or something with something else, that maybe some volunteers or something could come in and help. But I'm just going to pray right now for this situation with education, and that God will send you the help and give you the wisdom and the right curriculum that will work. But with a lot of love. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just also very concerned about our other daughter who's excelling, and she's in third grade. She came to us at 4.5 years old, not potty trained. She couldn't talk. And now she's like at an adult reading level at 8 years old. It's the Lord, and her favorite book to read is the Bible, and she studies it. She is anointed. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
That is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
She evangelizes. She preaches to, like, people when we're out, like, at 8 years old, and biblical stuff. So it's just totally the Lord. But I am nervous. I'm scared for that for her.
You have a good helper, too.
Yes, and she's a good teacher. So,
in many ways.
Yeah, I do. It's just such a sweet bond with her, especially spiritually. I can only see what I see right now. I know the Lord. I know He called me to do this even before He healed our oldest. So, it's my human mind thinking about things, but. Yeah, thank you for the encouragement, too.
Yes, because sometimes a mom can do what a teacher can't do. I mean, my son was not special needs, but he they couldn't teach him to read, and they didn't have the pace to do so. And just that year of homeschooling, I had him reading, and he was reading good. So I believe that the Lord can anoint you to do this. Lord Jesus, we come before your presence once again. Here is a mother that is given to her children, that this is her ministry, to take care of these children and guide them in your ways, Lord. Lord, you're putting it upon her heart to homeschool the oldest. with a preschool or whatever curriculum is needed for what she's able to maintain and learn. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you'll lead her and guide her and anoint her for this. And I pray that you would give her wisdom of how to do it and what to do. And Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would continue to bless her and her children. And I pray that your spirit would just flow through that house right now. Lord Jesus, I plead your blood on every doorpost. And right now, Lord, I ask for your angels and your Holy Spirit to just flood Senadoa's house and her children and her husband. And Lord Jesus, I just pray nothing but your wisdom on decisions for schooling, academically, and everything, Lord, that you would give Shenandoah the wisdom. She's in your hands with these children, and she's loving and caring for these children like she would love and care for you, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you to just bless her hands and anoint them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you all.
You're so welcome. I just seen you with your children, and I could hear, it's like I could see worship music or some Christian music in the background, and the Spirit of God being with you as you're doing this, and the presence of the Lord being.
Yes, we always have the worship. The little one loves it. If she hears a secular song, she's like, I do not like this, Mommy.
That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to be expecting the Lord to give me a specific date. I always ask him specific things, and he does give me specifics because he knows I'm hard-headed. Well, thank you all.
Well, thank you.
We
love you, Shenandoah. We're glad you called.
Thank you. You all have to take care. I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
I have one more thing that I want to pray for you about before you go.
One more thing.
And then we have to praise the Lord for what he's done, that lightness you're feeling in your legs and your hands, and hallelujah. Amen, and we got to praise him for Jasmine. You know, we're going to play Look What the Lord Has Done, and then we'll be done. The prayer is, Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now. We send the blood of Jesus through Shenandoah's bloodline right now in the name of Jesus, up through the bloodline to her father, and whoever had the knee issues before, Lord God, send your blood, the healing, cleansing, purging blood of Jesus to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of every knee ailment in their family or any other ailment that's trying to traverse the generations. The blood of Jesus is over it. You must cease and desist right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, it will not go to her children. It will not go anywhere else. The bloodline has been drawn in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise for it now, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now here's our praise the Lord that it's done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Shenandoah, is your dad still alive?
He is, yes, and he does not know the Lord. Yes, he is.
Okay. Well, just check him, ask him if his knees are better. People were praying for him. This may open up the door for you to meet Jesus, okay?
Amen. Amen. Okay, I will
all
ask
right.
them.
Okay.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
God bless.
Have a good night. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Bye.
Hallelujah. We see you very patient people with your number one key press and waiting. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just say what the ailments were that were called out today. Bottom of the stomach ailment, knee soreness, stiffness, midsection discomfort, lower side pain in the hand or fingers. And we just prayed with Sister Shenandoah, and she was experiencing all of those. And just really in a couple of places, like I think it was the lower side that went down to her bottom and then down to her leg or knee, and that's feeling better now. And then her hands and fingers are feeling better. Amen. Then she gave us a wonderful praise report about her daughter, Jasmine, doing so much better. And I think the last time that we prayed for Jasmine was, I don't know, maybe back in March. That's what I think I'm seeing in my records here. Praise the Lord. Let's go on. Anyone else? You still have time. Press your number one key. We have another half an hour or so left in our regular time, but you know we can go into overtime if we need to. Amen. So we have a holding now is Minister Rachel. We have Minister Elaine. And then we have Minister Carrie. And we have, wow, praise the Lord. Excuse me, all of y'all who've been holding for a long time, we have Sister Debbie, and she's going through something right now. I know all of you are, but I think she probably needs to go to sleep. So let me put Sister Debbie on. She never, you know, all it comes on. Let's put her on, okay? So thank patience, you guys. Sister Debbie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Hey, we want to hear from you. What's going on?
I'm doing better. As you know, I told you when I was at the hospital, at the ER yesterday, they told me that I had COVID, but I said, the devil is a lie. And I'm doing much better, and I just want prayers for myself and also for my husband and my son, who's still right here. And I, you know, I don't claim that they have it, but I just want prayer.
Okay. Are they showing any symptoms?
Not really, not much. It was like more like a runny nose. But
yeah.
And David Jr. sounded a little bit congested. And I did give him some Mucinex, and they did give me some antibiotics.
Okay. Are you taking that Paxlovid?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, we pray over that,
Amen.
Too. So you all want to pray for Sister Debbie?
Yes. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Sister Debbie. And we're going to pray over her and her whole family, everybody in the house. First
yes.
of all, in the Jesus, I ask for a miraculous, super
yes,
speedy recovery
yes,
from every type of sickness, whether it really is a COVID or not. Whatever. We curse any kind of COVID or anything that even looks like a COVID. In Jesus' name, we curse it and we command you to get not only away from Sister Debbie, but we command you out of that house and away from and off of every family member in that house in the name of Jesus. Go. We take authority over you and we command you to leave. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, For anyone who has been or is taking medicines to treat any kind of thing like this, I'm asking you, Lord, to cause whatever medicines they may be taking to work even better than normal, supernaturally good. Cause it to have a fantastic effect, a marvelous, miraculous effect on their body with no negative side effects in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you all praise, all glory, and we decree and declare this family starts recovering supernaturally fast right now, all of them, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's the way it is. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That is the way it is. Glory to God.
Amen. And then we want to pray, and we continue to join our faith together and praying against any residual symptoms. They call it long COVID, where little symptoms try to hang on even after you're healed. And so we just thank you, Lord God, that all of that is rendered null and void in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for complete, total healing, health, and wholeness. No lingering symptoms. Lingering symptoms in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for sealing healing for her and her entire family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you for calling in, Sister Debbie. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless, and you know we love you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, we're opening the line for you. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone, and God bless you all. I was calling because, yes, I was feeling something in my pinky, my right pinky, and also because we women have that time in my house, feeling some discomfort in my stomach. Something my son said some days ago about when he was vomited up blood or something, or his dinner or something like that. So I began to pray immediately from that, and he looked very healthy this morning. So I just want to thank God. That's a praise report right there, because God heard my prayer about him. And oldest son is not coughing and sneezing now. So I thank God for all the prayers from people praying about symptoms and coughing. Well, I don't think y'all said any of those now, but there were some prayers earlier, like when we was on the broadcast with Memphis Covenant Faith, my God aunt. She was praying for those type of things, and I haven't heard him sneeze not once, oh my dear, or cough, my oldest son, because he was going through it really bad and things like that, running through a lot of tissue and stuff. So I haven't heard anything. At this time, I just, it's quiet in the house.
Glory to God.
So I just thank God for that. Hallelujah. Yes. All glory to God. I mean,
amen.
Now the discomfort in my pinky is like a 3, but it gets annoying at times. And then some occasion I feel stuff in my right wrist. But I'm feeling a lot better now, which is good because I'm wiggling my fingers and just really testing, you know, just doing some things. So I guess as I was praying, but, you know, like when we, you know, be about God's business, he take care of our business. So to him be all glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I just happened to look back at this was back in February, where you mentioned Rasheem back in February. I know that we prayed for him then. He was having a hard time holding down food. So that's much better, right? I mean, he's
holding
down food.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my dear. Yes. He got good appetite. Like, Lord, you got to keep food in the house. You got to keep giving me finances. So I'm able to keep food in the house because I got 3 sons and now another little one. And his appetite is growing since he's off of that formula. That formula was horrible, messing with his digestive tract. So I said, the blood of Jesus against that.
Yeah.
So he's doing well.
Amber's appetite. What about Amber's appetite? Has that increased?
Oh, much better. Much better, little princess. Yes, she's doing good, too.
Oh. Good, good.
Everyone's
going back.
Is doing well.
Prayed for. Say it again.
Oh, I said, thank God. I'm going to say right now, thank God everyone's appetite is a lot better.
Praise you,
good.
Jesus.
Thank you. All right.
I just don't want none of that stuff to come back, the hand discomfort, and sometimes occasionally certain things happen. Like, I know I had to rebuke, you know, a lot of stuff because of, like, worry and stress. I had to just give it to God because of there were some things that was going on, and I was a little bit occurring about where we live at, some of those things and pressure. It was like, I just got to trust God and just give it to him, cast all my cares upon him, for he cares for me. And so they'll, like, in our emotions, I said, the blood of Jesus against this, that we tend to do stuff. But sometimes I feel stuff, and I was like, oh, and I got to rebuke this. I don't want no stress on me, no worrying. Jesus, I give this to you. Sometimes we need more people to help us, you know, because it's good when you have more people praying that none of these things attach itself to us. You know, our emotions, we just lay it at the cross that Jesus healed.
Amen.
And by his blood, he will keep us healed and feel that healing. So this stuff doesn't happen anymore as we continue to trust him and believe him for all things.
Yes.
Amen. So what you want for
Amen.
Us to pray for you about is your hand, and you're feeling something in your right pinky, and you want us to pray for your son who was he was throwing up and some blood came out.
Marcus, yeah, he has told me a couple of days, like, bleeding or something like that, and that he's been, like, the nosebleeds wanted never to come back ever again, or something. He said he was sitting up and stuff like that, and that kind of scared me. I'm like, Jesus, please, because he knows what we were going through and stuff. Me and my ex-husband trying to get them to get on his health insurance, but that never happened. So I said, Lord, you're our health insurance. And then it was some things I had to pay some of my budget to toward medical stuff, so I'm not able to do that all the time. So he helped me with my finances and stuff like that.
Okay.
I basically just want God to keep us healed so we don't go in the blood Jesus against that.
Yeah. Okay. So do we need to pray for Marcus? And,
yeah, you can pray for Marcus because he's feeling better now. I just don't want that to ever come back ever again. Anything that has to do with bleeding his nose or anything like that.
So we're praying that the whole family is healed and whole.
Amen.
And then we're praying specifically for your right pinky finger that you've been feeling some pain in that. Did you say your wrist as well?
Yeah, sometimes I know I could really lift cases of water and things like that. Or if you're holding something for too long, you feel a little discomfort. And I'm like, the blood of Jesus against that. I don't want that. Because sometimes I have to hold things for a certain period of time because I'm doing something or stirring something.
Okay. All right. So we got it, Hawkeyes.
Are you having any pain in the hand or pinky right now?
When I do certain things. Like, it just feels like something in my nail, but I know it's nothing inside my nail bothering me. At first, sometimes it feels like something poked me, and now I'm not feeling that, but it's still, it's like a little annoying, and I want it to stop. I just want not to feel it anymore, and it doesn't come back. I don't.
All right, well, we're going to pray over your hand and pinky right now. Heavenly Father, we all come to you right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you. You have revealed this condition even before the broadcast. We thank you that you gave it to Apostle Kizzy and kind of ricocheted it off of me later. So there it goes right there. Okay. Now I'm holding my wife's right hand as a point of contact, but right now there's Holy Ghost power going out of our hands, specifically my left hand, going into your hand and pinky. By the power of the Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus, I rebuke this condition and I command it to leave. You were exposed before the broadcast. You were called out. You were pinpointed by the Holy Ghost as something he had decided already he was going to heal tonight. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Pinky, become normal. No more poking in Jesus' name. No more poking feeling in Jesus' name. Wrist and hand, become normal and healed in the name of Jesus. For what the Lord God reveals, he heals. So we claim it now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I lay my hand on the front and back as if Marcus were in front of me. I lay my hands on him. No more nosebleeds. No more coughing up blood. No more any of it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke these conditions. Take authority over you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the anointing that's flowing out of our hands and our mouth, I say healing and wholeness. Stay healed. Stay whole in Jesus' name. And I also furthermore speak healing and wholeness over the entire family. We claim it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you. Amen. Well, glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At first, I saw the coolness, and that was cool. Like, thank you, Lord. Kind of sound like a teenager there. But it's God says, when he does something, he's always doing something cool. So it's okay. He understands me. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. I know I'm going to sleep well. I know I'm going to sleep well.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
That I know. I have a knowing right now. I'm going to sleep well. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And God bless you all. I'm so grateful for y'all praying.
Did the pain leave your pinky? Are you
I'm just feeling
can
something, but it's
right?
Not annoying. It's like a coolness.
Okay.
That's all I can say. That's how I can describe it.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So no pain, but a coolness.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you for your good, restful night's sleep. Praise God.
Amen.
All right.
God bless you all.
Okay,
thank
you
for calling me. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you too. Amen. Okay. Minister Elaine, you were next in line. Minister Carey is next. Minister Elaine, are you here? Minister Elaine, do you have your mute on?
Amen. Amen. I was good evening, everybody.
You've been waiting a
long
time.
I
do.
No, it's fine. There's two things. I had feeling extreme pain in my left knee today, and of course I didn't take it as my own, but it's like a swelling. So I just wanted to mention that, and also to lift up Aaron's, my son's, I think it's his right hand, or his left hand, hold on. He's wearing a brace and a ligament issue. So that was it.
Wow. It's amazing. You know, I'm still amazed after all these years. I think we've been doing this 5 years. I'm still amazed how the Lord will point these things out and people will call in and have it. I mean, it shouldn't surprise me, and it doesn't really surprise me. It's just that I never get over, and I don't want to ever get over the wonder of it, of how the Lord is orchestrating things and moving people, and he knows that, you know, Minister Elaine has a certain thing, and he knows that her son has a certain thing, and he reveals it to us because he's made a decision. They're ready to receive. I'm going to heal him tonight. I never get tired of it. I'm still as in awe and wonder and praising of it as 5 years ago when we started. You know, I'm also saying it never gets old. You know, it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to be a part of these broadcasts.
Thank you, Chief.
Is your knee hurting right now or not?
No. It was just the extreme swelling of the knee. Somebody would have water on the knee or something. And if there's swelling, there's the pain, but no.
Well, you're at the right place. That was one of the things that was revealed. If I remember correctly, I think it was the first thing that was revealed to Apostle Kizzy. Might not have that right, but anyway, it was one of the first things. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we stretch our hands toward Minister Elaine in Jesus' name. She has already said out of her mouth, she did not claim nor take that knee problem as her own. So you already know she's resisting. We're going to resist with her. And I remind you, Lord, humbly, that you revealed this. You revealed it to us. You made a decision ahead of time. You made a decision before we even had the broadcast turned on that you were going to know this and you were going to heal this. So I make a motion as if I'm laying my hands on Minister Elaine's knee, and in that, there it goes right there. She's an eager receiver. This Holy Ghost power is flowing out of my left hand into your knee. Any residual pain, I command you to go. The cause of pain, if you're water on the knee, if you're something out of line, if you're something out of place, whatever you are, if you've been bumped, what doesn't matter. There it goes. Now there's an even stronger wave going right into you. By the authority of the name of Jesus and the Holy Ghost, I command this knee to become completely normal. All pain and the cause of the pain, I command you to completely go. You have been exposed by the Holy Ghost. You've been pinpointed by the Holy Ghost. Now receive healing in Jesus' name. I loose this Holy Ghost anointing out of our hands. I thank you that there's healing power. Any swelling on that knee, I command you to go down back to normal. Anything that is pulled, anything that is strained,
And like I said before, anything out of place, anything that was bumped, anything, I command you in Jesus' name, be healed. The anointing is flowing all over you, in you, through you. And in Jesus' name, we pronounce healing over you. There it is. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You have definitely listened.
Amen. The tightness has gone away, and it's ease in bending it. Amen.
You were definitely receiving. You were a wide open door. The Holy Spirit was just flowing through and into you. You were definitely a wide open door. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Now your son's having an issue on his hand.
A ligament. I guess a torn ligament.
Okay.
And his wrist.
And which wrist, if you would remind me again?
The left.
The left one. Okay. Thank you so much. Well, Lord, here we are again. All of us are praying. You've done so many healings tonight. It's wonderful. I grab my left wrist as a point of contact. That's what I feel led to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because God has revealed it unto us tonight, that hands would be healed, hand problems would be healed, finger problems would be healed. Well, a wrist is very near the hand. I speak to this ligament in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost has revealed to us that hand areas would be healed. I speak to you in Jesus' name. Hand, wrist, I command healing to go into you. Ligament, we command you to become normal and healed. Anything that is strained, out of place, or whatever, we command you in Jesus' name to be totally whole and totally healed. We decree it, we declare it, and we put our faith with Minister Elaine in Jesus' name, and we loose the Holy Ghost anointing out of our mouths and out of our hands. And we decree and we decree and declare healing in this wrist and hand and ligament in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You have anything you want to add, Apostle?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to add, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I just, the anointing was flowing. The anointing.
Well,
I know.
I felt it in my wrist.
Amen.
Glory.
I actually received it up my arm, up to my elbow. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm.
So let us know about it when you know.
Yeah,
Lord,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Really strong right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
And we send this anointing to anyone else. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank Hallelujah.
You.
Look what the Lord has done.
The night this has been.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not even old.
I just perceive the anointing all around your knees right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How's your knee doing right now?
The knee's doing pretty good. I just feel anointing
is going up to my arm. And I just, you know,
thank you.
And I'm just going to say this. Any heart issues, because it is the left arm. So the anointing is going up towards the heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for taking care of any heart issues. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. If he's saying anything else, you know, we want to hear it. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just know it was that anointing, that the prayer that Elder Philip prayed, and what you and I were feeling, it was just more than just taking care of more than just the hand.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Thank you,
Jesus. What a wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna go in and lay in this anointing.
All right. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Carey, we're opening up your line. Thank you. Thank you for holding on and waiting so long.
Praise God.
Praise God. I see you, Reverend Treva. Amen. Minister Carey, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. I was calling. I wanted prayer for my right knee. It is stiff. It was hurting, but it stopped hurting. since you've been praying, it just seems to, it actually was throbbing, and then it just stopped throbbing. So, but that's what I was calling for, the prayer for the right knee.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you know, I just want to say this. You waited a long time. Amen. And your number one key has been pressed for quite a while now. And so, you know, I mean, some people may get healed and they'll just leave. But you stayed. I mean,
yes.
I look at that like I think about, you know, the 10 lepers and one came back.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Pray. and I'm
wow.
on to give the report to say
yes.
Hallelujah, to talk about the healing, how the throbbing stops. Amen. And so we pray right now as the Lord says, hallelujah, that you're not only healed but whole in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for that healing that she's perceiving right now in the name of Jesus, and that healing sets in, lays hold in Jesus' name, and that healing is sealed right now in the name of Jesus, no matter how long that knee ailment has been there, that it is gone, and the knee ailment you felt before you will feel no more forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, Elder.
Well, I as you were, as you said the thing about the 10 lepers, and I, just as you said that, I was thinking, you know, she had all that throbbing and everything, Lee, but she stuck around to give a testimony.
Yeah.
Her stiffness is going to leave, and it's going to leave quickly. Yeah. So either your stiffness is already gone, and if it is, tell me, that's fine. But if not, we're going to pray, and it's going to leave very rapidly, and it has a lot to do with you walking in that one leper thing, if you know what I mean. So is your stiff? Test yourself out. Is the stiffness all gone yet? If not, we're going to pray, and it'll leave.
The stiffness is there, but the aching and the pain left as you were praying.
Okay. Well, get ready. Okay. Now get ready, because the stiffness is going to go. You've been faithful, just like Apostle was admonishing you and encouraging you. You've been faithful. You stuck around. You gave the testimony. And, well, the leper got an extra blessing, okay? Well, you're going to get an extra blessing. So get ready. We're going to pray again, and your stiffness is going to go. I really believe it's going to go fairly rapidly. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Holy Spirit, you're doing a special thing, a personal thing. A unique thing. There it is right there. Now I'm making a motion as if I were laying hands on this knee. Knee, I overpower you by the power of the Holy Ghost. There it is. There's all cotton. There's strong anointing going in right now. I let this anointing going in right now. To Reverend Trima's knee, I destroy every bit of stiffness in Jesus' name. She's already had the throbbing and the pain leave. Now the stiffness, there it goes. There it goes. Anointing is flowing in. It's just an open door to receive from the Holy Ghost. There it is, right there. I let this anointing flow out of our hands in Jesus' name. I speak to this stiffness. I order you to go in Jesus' name. Now the anointing is getting even stronger. So you're really receiving. You're just taking it, Reverend. You're just taking it. You're grabbing a hold of it. I can feel the Holy Ghost power just surging out of us. Glory to God. It's real strong, too. Strong anointing going into you. Glory to God. I command in Jesus' name every bit of stiffness to go. You are being overpowered by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. All right? When you're ready, I want you to test yourself out a little bit and see what's happening so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiny bit there, but it's almost gone.
Jesus.
Okay. Holy Spirit, we thank you that it's almost gone. We pray one more time. We loose more anointing out of our left hand in Jesus' name. We thank you. I knew you were going to do a quick work. I knew you were going to do a quick work. I felt it in my spirit as a reward for her faithfulness, how she pressed into you and hung in there and testified. I agree, Lord. I agree, Lord, with Apostle Kizzy. It's kind of like the 10th leper thing. I loose this anointing out of our left hand in Jesus' name. Finish the work, Lord. I thank you. What a quick work you're doing. She waited all night for this, and you're giving her a quick work.
Yes, Jesus, thank you.
In Jesus. Test it. Go ahead and test it out again. Go ahead and test that out again. Praise God.
It's just a little bit, but it's almost, it's just a tiny.
Praise God.
Reverend. That our minister Treva, whatever you know, you go by, that I was seeing you just like the woman that was saying, if I may just touch the hem of his garment. I seen you doing that.
reach him out in faith. And that's why, you know, you had such patience the whole night.
Glory to God.
And the Lord has honored it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Amen. You are a blessed woman.
Mm-hmm.
You touched the hem of his garment.
Wow.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Amen. So we're gonna rejoice, Minister Carrie. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a blessed night, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Glory, the Lord can heal even when I get the names mixed up. Praise God.
Amen. Well, you know what I did before, excuse me, before I opened the line, I told Reverend Trevor that I did see her. So that's why it kind of got me.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
you know, the Lord still healed. He knows what he's doing. He still healed the right person.
Oh, Jesus, you're wonderful. You are a wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful.
Welcome,
Jesus.
Reverend Treva.
Oh, hello, it's Reverend
good evening. God bless you all. And I just wanted to say, while I was praying, I received a lot of healing. My left wrist was hurting, and it's gone. And then sometimes I get tremors on the left index finger. I haven't had that. I haven't felt that today. And then in my lower right back, that hurts a lot. The pain is gone. And I just
so
thank God for that. I had written you a text message with all of that, but then what I'm calling about.
I
know.
Go ahead.
Anyway, on next Tuesday I have a appointment with the ophthalmologist about the one Russian test because of cataract, and then they're going to tell me whether I need surgery or what the steps will be. So that's why I was calling today.
Okay.
And my sister's going to, she's going to take me because I have to have a driver. So.
Right.
Okay,
and,
so you want prayer for your appointment?
I have a procedure. Yes,
okay.
I have a procedure. Yes.
Oh, the cataract surgery. Okay, procedure. Okay.
They're gonna, well, they're going to tell me. They're going to run tests.
Okay. Amen.
So they're gonna gonna let her know whether she needs to have a procedure. Is that what they're going to do?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pray. Let's pray over those eyes, shall we? Praise God.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you that you've done so many things tonight. You're just an amazing Lord. Amazing Lord. We want clearness of vision. All of us want to see clearly. We want to see you clearly. and we want to see your world that you've created around us clearly. Well, I just feel like there's an anointing going into your eyes. I was going to pray for the doctor and everything, and I don't mind doing that. I do it a lot, but I've just got my hands on my wife as if I would put my hands on you, and I just feel an anointing. So I'm just...
I feel it too.
I just loose this anointing. Lord, you're just kind of surprising me. I was going to pray for a procedure, but I'm right now praying that the Holy Ghost just touch her eyes without a procedure.
Thank you, Jesus.
You want the procedure, that's fine, but I feel an anointing. So Father, I got to go with this.
Well, I receive the healing.
I loose this anointing right now, powerfully. Powerfully into these eyes. I let the Holy Ghost begin to melt these cats right now. I order you to start melting in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Little by little by little by little, I command you to melt, 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 melt. Melt right away. I loose this anointing into these eyes in Jesus' name. I command these eyes to begin to see more clearly and more clearly and more clearly and more clearly. In the power of the name of Jesus and by the unction of the Holy Spirit that took me by surprise here, I loose this anointing and I speak unto these eyes. You start receiving eyesight right now. You start receiving clarity right now. You begin to be cleared up. I speak to these cataracts. I command you to melt away. I command you to start disintegrating. I command you to melt away in Jesus' name. There is an anointing going into her in Jesus' name.
I feel it. It's a burning.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well.
My eyes are fine. Hello.
So you feel? Tell us what you're experiencing.
I feel it. I feel it. It's like a burning, but then it's like something is on the inside of my eyes. Something is cleaning. I can feel like it feels like water washing over my eyes.
Wow.
But it's from the inside.
Right, 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 right.
And I feel they're warm. They're on fire. And those tears are coming out, but it feels like that. Like on the inside of my eye. And they had told me I went to an eye exam, and she showed me the inside of my eye, where some other things are going on, and I just feel it. I feel it. Thank God.
Well, I intended to, pray for a wonderful procedure, and the next thing I knew, there was such a strong anointing coming out of my hands. I thought, no, I can't do that. I just got to pray over the eyes. So,
amen. When I received
it. I know you did. I know you did. Now, whether you're actually seeing any differently or not, I don't know. But you and I both know that the Holy Spirit touched you, and he started burning and cleaning and all those, a whole bunch of stuff that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to hurt us to ask if you can look around or look at your Bible or whatever, and if anything's different.
Well, I had my TV on closed caption, and I lifted up my glass, and sometimes it's foggier, but I can see a little bit better, And,
okay.
I can see a little bit better.
Well, that's fine.
It's a working
that's
process.
Fine.
I do feel the heat.
Well, it's
and
working.
I remember like 2 years ago, my eyes were worse than they are now. We had prayed before. And it was so bad that I would have to have a lamp. Or either put, if I was reading something, a book or something, I would have to turn on a magnifier and the light on my phone to read.
Right.
And I haven't had to do that too often now. So God did begin to work then. So I just thank God for what he said. Thank you, Elder Hockey, Minister Linden, Apostle Cusey. God bless you all.
Well, yes, and so I know you're going to stay in contact with Apostle Kizzy and let her know.
Oh, every day just about.
Yeah, yeah, so you're going to let her know how this unfolds,
yeah.
Because it was, I mean, it was, we were just hijacked, and we just had to pray. We had to do what we were supposed to do by the Holy Ghost. And my wife's nodding her head, yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be exciting. Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see how this unfolds. Praise God. This is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank God.
Amen. Hold on a second. Let's hear the song. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we just want to end with this. Thank you, Lord God, for sealing the healing. There'll be no more finger tremors in Jesus' name. The lower back completely sealed with the healing in the name of Jesus. And the eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that was perceived today, it is so. It is so. It is done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The fire and the washing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Thank you for it now, Lord. Amen.
You got the
amen.
Water.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. God bless.
You're welcome.
Amen.
God bless.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. All right. I have a bazillion texts on my phone here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, whew, glory to God. thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, this is where we're going now. We just thank the Lord for all that has been done today. Amen. I think maybe I'll do a little recap here, and then we'll pray the prayer of salvation. And then come back for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. Okay, our recap is, thank you, Lord. Well, we did pray, you know, for Pastor Mom and for Sister Donna. Hallelujah. And so those are things that we'll see in the future because we are getting people who are coming back and giving testimonies. Amen. And Shenandoah's daughter, Jasmine, we prayed for her. I believe it was back in March. She's doing much better to the point where she can even go to school. Amen. But the Lord is leading Shenandoah to homeschool her later. But she has been doing very well. So we thank the Lord for that healing in Jesus' name. And then... hallelujah. Oh, she had some prayers, Shenandoah, for different things going on with her, her lower side. Amen. That she could move around with no pain. Her hands felt lighter and the pain was gone. And then, hallelujah. Oh, and that was with her. With Minister Rachel, prayed over her hands or her pinky and her wrist, and there was no pain, and then she felt a lightness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We did pray for Sister Debbie, and so we'll see that that's like a future thing going on. And so we thank God for complete healing, health, and wholeness with her. Praise God. And we prayed for Nikki about the procedure for cancer and just pray for her
yes.
healing. I believe we're going to get a good praise report off of that. I could hear the family through the wall praying for her while we were continuing on with this. And then, Minister Carrie, hallelujah, that she was feeling some stiffness. And, as she listened and stayed on with us, was on hold for a long time, her right knee
yeah.
stopped throbbing. Still had a little stiffness. And so by the time the prayer was done, she only had a teeny tiny bit of stiffness left. And I believe that that's all gone now too. Amen. And then with Minister Elaine, she was going through pain and extreme swelling in her left knee. Amen. And right after the first prayer, the tightness in her knee was gone. And she was able to bend her knee. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Then we prayed for her son, his left hand, pain with a torn ligament. I know we're going to get a real good report off of that one. Amen. But right now we just know that the word is working. He sent his word and they were healed. Amen. And
yeah.
then Reva, as she, I believe it was as she was listening today, the index finger tremors went away. Pain in her lower left back was healed. Amen. And then she wanted prayer for a diagnosis of cataract, scheduled for a procedure. And during the first prayer, she could feel the anointing. Second prayer, it felt like her eyes were on fire, and the inside of her eye was being washed. So praise God. We're looking for a good report from that as well. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for all of the healing tonight in the name of Jesus and the ones that were manifested that we know about. And we also thank God for those we haven't even seen yet. And you notice sometimes we pray for people, it's not until maybe 4 or 5 months later that we find out that we get the report that they were healed. And so we thank God. We thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Amen. So, Harkies, take a little break there. And we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And we're going to come back to you. Amen.
All right.
Hopefully your line will hold. I'm not going to touch it. Just if you want to talk or something, just mute your line. And,
okay.
And we'll be back to you in a moment. Since we're in overtime,
right.
Anybody's line to drop because you can't get back on. Oh, praise God. So I, as Elder Phillips said earlier, just so when we're all so in awe of God and what he's doing and just allowing us to just continue on. And he just moved by his spirit, and we get to watch him do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to say the Lord loves you so much. Anyone who's listening, who's found this gold mine called Getting Radio, Prophetic Healing, and God, you feel the anointing, God is just touching you. Amen. If you're not born again, if you're feeling the anointing, you just may be born again. but you might not be. So we want to make sure that you're completely saved. Hallelujah. Partially saved. Okay, amen, amen. But making sure that you're completely saved in the name of Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. So God wants you to have everlasting life. He wants you to live in that love all day and all night forever. Amen. And the way that you receive his love is, hallelujah. Amen. Wow, I'm hearing all these scriptures in my head. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, I'm hearing 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is so faithful. He's so true. He's so good that when you say, "God, forgive me of my sins," he's going to forgive you and then cleanse you of all your sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even a Bible with Jesus said the way he would heal people, he would say, "Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." Amen. Hallelujah. And so to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved." Confessing your sins is saying a prayer. Hallelujah. And saying, "Lord, forgive me of my sins." Hallelujah. We're going to do that in just a moment. And then when you ask him that, he's going to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And as you make that choice to receive him as your Lord and your Savior. So repeat after me with all your heart. Yes, repeat after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to your word in the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen. And you prayed that prayer today. You are born again. You are saved. You are redeemed. Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Heaven is your home. You got it going on now in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for you. And we ask God right now to fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and with power so that you have power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, power to read the Bible and understand the word of God because he's there with you. Hallelujah. And you've given him an open door to come in and talk to you and explain to you and give you an understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for you and also that he will give you your prayer language. Your prayer language will just flow through you. You have a prayer language. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for you. We invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. And we have our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts that I talked about earlier today. I will say tomorrow at 9 p.m. we have our Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp. tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. God wants you to learn. He wants all of us to learn and to grow in him. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to his kingdom of light, of love, of hope, of peace. Welcome. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open up the line. Oh, it's good and it's open. Thank you, Jesus. For Elder Phillip and Minister Linda, give us closing remarks and closing prayer, please.
Okay. Well, tonight has been just a very awe-inspiring night with so many things happening, words of knowledge being fulfilled, some people getting healed while we were praying for other people when they didn't even, you know, when they weren't even live on the broad, you know, live being the one prayed for. And, of course, it sticks out to me that one of the ladies, you know, called in, and she had almost everything that was called out, you know, and she wasn't even going to call in for prayer. But the Lord highlighted all those things in and on her body. And I am very much in awe of everything that happened tonight. I'm very thankful. You do a wonderful job. Such an honor to work with you and to watch you continue to grow in your craft as you manage all these broadcasts and including this one. So I'll let Linda close in prayer. I'm just a grateful guy. I'm a grateful guy.
Well, thank you, Lord, and thank you, Sister Barbara, and thank you, honey. It's been a great night. I had a little bit of a trial at the beginning of it. My granddaughter was suffering constipation, which we've had to fight off and on now and then, but with prayer and a suppository, she got better. So I was able to come in and be part of praying for everybody and hearing these wonderful miracles tonight. And, you know, I could just see people pressing forward for healing, just pressing forward. And I do believe that we're in a day and age that faith is just going to continue to grow amongst God's people. Father God, I ask you to bless every healing that took place tonight. I agree with Sister Barbara in asking you to seal these healings. I thank you for a wonderful evening. I ask you to continue to bless Sister Barbara and my husband and all those that called in.
Yes.
And we give
yes.
all praise and honor and glory to your name, Jesus. We thank you for those that reached out to you tonight, Jesus.
Yes, we
in
do.
Your name, amen.
Amen. I agree with that fully.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we just thank God for all that he's done. I'm in total agreement with you all. And it's just been, it's a blessing to minister, you know, united in him with you all as well. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. I see so many people who are on the line and who stayed with us through this. Some, of course, they had to go. But I see someone on the line that I have not seen in quite a while, and that's Evangelist Barbara. I was like, wow, I see a number on here I haven't seen in a while. Hey, Evangelist Bab, so good to see you tonight. Amen. And I pray that the Lord has touched you, that his anointing has just reached out to you tonight and touched you in an awesome way. So it's so good to see you tonight. Good to see all of you. I just had to do a special shout out to my friend Bab. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go on. It's just awesome. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on. I'm just like giggly tonight. I'll just say the joy of the Lord is my strength. You guys have already closed out. I just got to close out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to hear, look what the Lord has done one more time. Amen. Have a blessed night, everyone. Love you all. God bless.